It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. National Weather Service says isolated thunderstorms and locally heavy rainfall up to around 3/4 inch is expected today through tonight, and a few stronger storms could produce small hail and gusty winds late this evening into tonight. And then winds from the west-northwest forecast a gust of 45 to 55 miles per hour Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night. So it could be an interesting day or two, and even a little snow a possibility. So we'll do our best to keep you up to date. No snow right now, though. 51 degrees in Effingham, wind chill of 47. That's off a morning low of 50, yesterday's high of 57. Looking for a high today of 58, but again, winds up to 30 miles an hour, and the rain will be rolling in later in the day. We'll sort all that out at the close of our look at news. Information is now available on a crash that occurred in Effingham County on Friday afternoon that resulted in injuries to the driver. Illinois State Police report the crash occurred at 2:14 p.m. on Moccasin Road, east of Cardinal Lane. A truck driven by a 75-year-old man from Effingham was traveling west when the truck left the road to the right and struck a ditch and culvert. Police say the driver was taken to a regional hospital with what were termed life-threatening injuries. We do expect additional information on that crash for you a little later today. The Effingham City Council meets this evening, meeting time 5 o'clock at City Hall. Among items on the agenda tonight, a vote on amending the boundaries of the Central TIF District. That would allow the developers of an apartment complex to have their choice regarding whether they want to be a part of a TIF district or a part of an enterprise zone district. You can't be parts of both. Meanwhile, they're going to look at finalizing the stop sign arrangement at Market Avenue and North 2nd Street. That's up by Eastside School, and they plan to make that a four-way stop. They also will be discussing municipal electric aggregation again tonight, as that could benefit the city. It also could benefit those who live in the city. More about that after tonight's meeting. Additionally, they'll be looking at approving some plats. One's for a 7th addition to American Way Industrial Park. That's down in the City Business Park. One's for the Crawford Street subdivision. That's some property just north of Bliss Park. And then there is a GKTW subdivision that they'll be looking at a plat for tonight. They'll also look at awarding a contract for Austin Avenue and Park Street storm and street storm and sanitary sewer improvements in that area. That also is down around Bliss Park. And for discussion tonight, the council's going to look at authorizing a tree preservation policy. They'll also look at another purchase of Christmas light displays. They do that pretty much annually. They'll also get an update on the Effingham 2050 comprehensive plan process. The next meeting is set for this Thursday night. And then they'll also look at another extension on Ford Avenue. The city has applied for a grant that would pay for the rest of the work to get that over to 4th Street. In the meantime, as money becomes available, they're extending Ford to the east incrementally, and they'll be looking at about a change order on the work they currently have underway. So all those matters and more before the City Council. Again, meeting time 5 o'clock at City Hall. We'll be there. Get your report online and in the morning. Two recent deaths being investigated by the Effingham County Coroner's Office. One of those occurred this past Wednesday morning. City police were called to an apartment on West St. Louis in Effingham regarding a welfare check. Once they arrived, the officers found a lady dead in the apartment. She's been identified as 85-year-old Ada Stroop of Effingham. Coroner's office was notified, responded to the scene. Next of kin in Newton and in Danville, Indiana, were notified of her death. Preliminary investigation indicates no trauma, no injury, and no foul play is suspected. The death appeared to be of natural causes. Also, an incident Saturday night about 10 o'clock. City police were contacted by two individuals at Flying J truck stop of an unresponsive woman in a semi. Once arriving, officers discovered a woman dead in the sleeper berth of the rig. The individual was identified as 44-year-old Alicia Tillery of Chester, Pennsylvania. Officers at the scene advised the semi had been at the truck stop since Monday, and the company sent the two drivers to pick up the semi. The vehicle was locked and had run out of fuel. Coroner's office was notified and responded to the scene. No signs of trauma or injury to Alicia Tillery. No foul play suspected. The death does appear to be due to natural causes. Next of kin were notified in Chester, Pennsylvania. The family advised the coroner's office that the deceased Alicia Tillery had been an over-the-road truck driver since 2011. Local authorities are investigating an incident allegedly involving a Dietrich man. Effingham County Sheriff's Office arrested 48-year-old Martin Butler of Dietrich on a warrant charging criminal sexual assault, four counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse, indecent solicitation of a child, grooming, and stalking. And Butler was in custody at last report. We'll follow up, see what else we can get as far as information on that arrest. Fire damaged two backyard sheds at 800 South Pembroke Street Monday afternoon. Effingham Fire Chief Brant Yoakum said a neighbor was burning in the backyard. The fire got away from them and caught one shed on fire. The fire also damaged the exterior of the other shed. That occurred just after 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Yoakum said firefighters estimated the dollar value of damage to the sheds and contents at $13,000. No one was injured in that incident. We mentioned the city council meets this evening. Also, one of the committees of the Effingham County Board meet today. That's their Health and Insurance Committee. That meeting set for 2:30 today at the county office building in the third floor board meeting room. There was a scheduled meeting of the Economic Development Advisory Board. That meeting has been canceled. And word from Effingham County Supervisor of Assessments, Pam Brown. We had something on yesterday about the homestead renewal forms for homestead exemptions. The homestead renewal forms for property tax exemptions were mailed out yesterday from the Supervisor of Assessments office. Homestead renewals are mailed to those who filed in 2024, and their records indicate could possibly qualify for 2025. Exemptions are a deduction in property tax assessments based on qualification. Homestead exemptions are based on the property tax parcel being the taxpayer's principal or primary residence. Available exemptions by renewal after initial application include senior homestead, low-income senior citizens assessment freeze, disabled persons exemption, disabled veterans exemption, and returning veteran exemption. Suggested deadline for all 2025 renewals is June 1st, 2025, but they will accept those after that date. The best method, according to Pam Brown, is to return those renewals. The best method to return the renewals is by mail. And it's also not too late to apply for the 2024 tax year if you qualify. Contact the supervisor's office for more information. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
People say I'm too serious. Those funny ads for car insurance do nothing for me. I like Erie Insurance. It's seriously good. A great rate, legendary service, accident forgiveness. Not one, but 8 reasons to switch. Woohoo! See, I can get as excited as the next guy.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
No regrets.
You'll never regret switching to Erie Insurance, where you'll always be treated fairly. It's easy. J.D. Power ranked us highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance purchase experience 2 years in a row. So get a quote today.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Erie Erie Insurance.
You're busy. We get it. You need to be able to bank from anywhere, anytime. And you can with LLCU Digital Banking. It's like having an LLCU teller, loan officer, or financial counselor at your fingertips. Make mobile deposits, check balances, pay bills, pay friends, check your credit score, apply for a loan, even make a budget, all from your desktop or mobile device. We know you're busy, so take us with you. Visit LLCU.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Life insurance needs are not one size fits all. Term life insurance is an affordable way to protect those you love for a specific period of time. So whether it is sending your kids to college or paying off your home, you can be confident your family's financial goals will be taken care of. Knights of Columbus Insurance, the Shin office, servicing Teutopolis, Newton, Sigel, and the surrounding area. Contact Tyler Shin at 217-821-2484. Discover the difference in doing business with the Knights of Columbus, the Shin office.
A look at deaths on this Tuesday. Nancy J. Hewing, 81, of Teutopolis, died on Monday. Funeral arrangements for Nancy Hewing are pending at Bauer Funeral Home in Teutopolis. Carl L. or Sonny Biggs, 84, of Glen Carbon, died Sunday afternoon. Funeral arrangements for Carl or Sonny Biggs are pending at Gieskine Funeral Home in Brownstown. Funeral services for 57-year-old Todd Wilson of Ingraham will be tonight. That'll be at 6 this evening at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Visitation for Todd Wilson from 4 to 6 tonight. Funeral services for Jeannie Keifling, 71, of Lakewood, will be Friday morning at 10 o'clock at First Christian Church in Cowden. Visitation for Jeannie Keifling will be from 5 to 8 Thursday evening at the church. Funeral services for 25-year-old Macy Kintner of Oblong will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at First Christian Church in Oblong. Visitation for Macy Kintner will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday at the church. Funeral services for Joyce Peterson, 78, of Louisville, will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation for Joyce Peterson will be from 5 to 7 Wednesday evening and from 10 to 11 a.m. Thursday. Funeral services for 79-year-old Susan Hayton of Neoga will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at Swangelodell Funeral Home in Neoga. Visitation for Susan Hayton from 10 to 11 Friday morning. Funeral services for Bertha Mae Westendorf, 90, of Dietrich, will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Island Grove. Visitation for Bertha Mae Westendorf will be from 9:30 to 11 this morning. That'll be at the St. Joseph Parish Center. Funeral services for 102-year-old Ruth Shadwell of Effingham will be today. That'll be at 2 o'clock at Centenary United Methodist Church in Effingham. Visitation for Ruth Shadwell from 1 to 2 today at the church. Here's a look at our forecast. Showers mainly after 1 p.m., a high today of 58, winds from the southeast at 15 to 20, gusts to 30 miles an hour, though, and they're talking a quarter to a half an inch of rain today. Tonight, then, showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m., then showers and maybe a thunderstorm. The rain chance, regardless, is 90% tonight. A low tonight of 44. Winds from the southeast 15 to 20. They're going to shift to the southwest after midnight. Could gust over 30 miles an hour. Maybe another quarter to a half an inch of rain tonight. And then Wednesday, rain through the noon hour, then rain and snow likely. Temps are going to fall to 35 degrees by about 5 p.m. Wednesday, and it's going to be breezy. Winds from the south-southwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour. They're going to shift to the west-northwest in the afternoon. That's when the temperature is going to fall. Winds could gust over 40 miles an hour on Wednesday. And the precip chance is 90%, but little or no snow accumulation expected. Down to 27 Wednesday night with winds to 40 miles an hour. Finally gets a little better for the back end of the week. Currently in Effingham, though, we're in pretty good shape. 51 degrees off a morning low of 50, yesterday's high of 57, wind chill of 47, just for the record. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.